Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, and we are back in the lobby bar for the week of November the 28th, 2022. Brian and Michaela here with you again, as always. And Michaela, you and I both did some traveling this week. It was the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States, at least. So a lot of people do some traveling. My wife and I ventured up to Louisville, Kentucky, in the heart of bourbon country, tasted a lot of tasty things. I did not do much watching of movies this week. World Cup started. That's where my head was at. But what about you? You traveled way out of town, way to a different country, the land of Mexico. What'd you get up to there? Any good drinks? Any good movies for you?
I did see some good movies. First of all, season 3 of Dead to Me is out on Netflix, and it's amazing, and it's really fun. That's a fun series if you've not caught it. It's really just a good time. It's not super dramatic. I mean, there are dramatic moments, but it's generally a comedy about two women that forge a very unlikely friendship, and it's really good. I had a lot of sugary, beachy cocktail drinks with like pineapples hanging off of the side and umbrellas. Very different to your bourbon trail extravaganza. So I really want to hear all about the great cocktails that you had, because I definitely think that's more apropos for the weather.
Yes, that's right. It is definitely a bourbon time of year for sure. The weather has cooled off. It is dark and rainy here most days. And what you want to do is you just want to cuddle up with a bottle of bourbon. And that is exactly what I did. My wife and I drove up to Louisville. It's like a 6.5 hour drive from here. We did that. We stopped at Buffalo Trace on the way in, did a little bit of a tasting there, visited the gift shop. Every one of the people that I know online were like, hey, grab like 1,000 bottles of Blanton's when you're there. And bad news for everyone, you can't even get Blanton's at Buffalo Trace. So good luck to everyone out there searching for that. But I did do some tasting there. It was really fun. And then we got into Louisville, and there's a bunch of distilleries and tasting rooms kind of in there. So we hit up Angel's Envy and did a tasting there of kind of their port finished bourbon and rye. We went to Rabbit Hole and checked out their gift shop and did a tasting of one of their offerings. We went to a place called Billets and Barrels, which I've never heard of. It's owned by the same people that own Louisville Slugger. It's right next door to the Louisville Slugger Museum, which is pretty cool. And we actually did a tasting and like make your own whiskey there. You get a bunch of different samples there. I made a Drink the Movies special reserve bourbon there, and we're going to be featuring that on some cocktails here later. And we went to Michter's, had a couple of fancy cocktails. It was really good. So anyone who might be venturing up to the Louisville area, you want to make sure that you get a game plan ahead, because we definitely did not have a game plan that much. But most of these places are going to require that you have some sort of like a reservation to do tours or tastings. I think since kind of like the COVID stuff kind of shuffled the way everyone did that reservation kind of system, and plus, you know, bourbon is as popular as it's ever been, you want to make sure you have a game plan. Go to those websites, make sure you get those scheduled well ahead of time, especially if you want to do, you know, some of the tours and tastings, specific things. Most places have like a little kind of tasting bar where you can do that, or go and grab a cocktail at a lot of places. And there's a bunch of really cool bars in Louisville, so you not be at a loss of things to drink. But if there's something specific you want to do, do a little bit of homework, figure that out. You know, most of the bigger ones are outside of Louisville, so you're going to have to figure out a way to drive yourself in and out. And then when you are in Louisville, when you're in these tasting rooms, when you're at these bars and restaurants, they're all going to have like 1,000 whiskeys to try, which is overwhelming. So what you should do is you should just get a house old fashioned, which is what everyone has. They're on their menu. They're very proud of it. It is a perfect way to experience the bourbon lifestyle. And we actually did an old fashioned back in episode 12, Michaela. You remember that?
Crazy Stupid Love. Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone.
Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Amazing.
Whatever.
Julianne Moore?
Julianne Moore, that's her name. Yeah, she was in it too. But we did the old fashioned. So we're going to just run through that again. I'm going to be using some of the Drink the Movies, Private Reserve. So hopefully you enjoy this, Michaela. But it's simple, old fashioned. A teaspoon of sugar, a teaspoon of water, and a couple dashes of Angostura bitter go into a glass. Muddle that up a little bit, put in a big ice cube, and then top it with 2 ounces of bourbon, give it a quick stir, add a lemon peel, and enjoy your bourbon treat straight from Louisville, Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
No, I like this. I really like this idea. Not only do I like an old fashioned, which I did not like until we really started getting into all the bourbon stuff in it here at Drink the Movies. It just wasn't my drink. I was very much like Emily Stone in the movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh God, it's not my drink. I love the idea that you have this baseline created. If you're going to go taste bourbon, I imagine that that's really how you should do it, is you should have a drink, kind of a baseline of what you're looking for. Like mm-hmm. when we try a new gin, Brian, you and I always do like a regular gin and tonic. We always do a Negroni.
Yeah, Negroni. Yeah, dry martini. Because yeah, you want to experience the spirit for what it has to offer. And then that can really kind of guide you in what sort of cocktail making you want to do. Because no two bourbons or gins in this example are created alike. So
that's right. And so I'm excited. I love me an old fashioned, and I feel like it's the right weather time to have it, especially when you're entering the Hallmark, AMC, Netflix, Christmas month of all things ooey and gooey and lovey and dovey and cuddly. You definitely... Yeah.
you need something, a good stiff, simple drink to cut through all of the sappy sweetness of the mistletoe mayhem madness or whatever they've got going on over there on the Hallmark channel for sure. But, you know, we're going to be getting into our holiday movies this coming week. We actually started Drink the Movies. Our first episode was a Christmas classic, and we're getting ready to kick that month off here on the main show this week. But we've got a couple of things coming out that you should be watching or checking out if you want to. And one is only available. It's in the theaters today as of you're listening to this. I think it's in the theaters tomorrow. And then it's done until it hits Netflix at the end of December. And that is Glass Onion, the next Knives Out film from Rian Johnson. I don't know too much about it. I've been trying to avoid reading about it because it's very much like a whodunit. I didn't want to get anything spoiled on me, but Knives Out is excellent. So I would imagine that Glass Onion is also going to be excellent.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I remember seeing Knives Out, and at first I really thought it was very serious and it was taking itself really seriously. And then I kind of realized halfway through that was not the way it was.
Because then you heard Daniel Craig's voice, and you're like, oh, this
is like, there's no way. I mean, his voice is horrible in it. I just got to say.
Horribly amazing.
Yeah. Just like Voyage of the Rock Aliens is probably. Horribly no, amazing to most undiscriminating tasted folks. Horribly, but horrible. I'm excited about this. I'm excited to see some other films that are coming out. It looks like we're starting to get more into Oscar films season, which makes me happy. Violent Night, that sounds great. That's coming out this week.
It's an action comedy horror kind of a thing. I don't know for sure.
Great.
It looks very much like it is ripped out of like your movie rental store from the 80s. It sounds, I don't know, it's probably terrible, but it looks like it could be super fun. It has Beverly D'Angelo from National Lampoon fame, David Harbour from Stranger Things is playing Santa Claus, John Leguizamo is in it. This thing is going to be a hot mess, and I'm here for it. I'm very excited about this. I'm probably not going to go to the movie theater and see it, let's be honest, but it'll be streaming somewhere before Christmas time. So that's what I'm going to be doing as far as Violent Night goes. But there's another thing that I wanted to point out to all of the people listening. If you do any kind of, I've been getting into my Oscar watch mode, and you know, one of my big categories is documentaries, and this one is high up the list for a lot of Oscar watches. It's something that is related to NASA and space, so it's very exciting to me. But Good Night, Oppie came out this past weekend on Amazon Prime. Go watch it. It's very heartfelt. It'll bring a little tear to your eye. It's very inspiring. Really good.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be very, I'm going to cry, but I mean, what else is new? It's going to be very sad for me, but yes, I'm excited about this. Because there's no, I haven't heard of a lot of, documentaries that have made the shortlist so far this year. Mm-hmm. There's a channel off of Amazon Prime that just does documentaries, and I think you can subscribe to it. And I immediately thought of you because it had all of these really cool documentaries, and they were documentaries. I don't know if they actually qualify for this year's Oscars because of when they were done, but it was like every week they put out two or three different documentaries. It's just this documentary channel that you can get. Mm-hmm. That, which is really cool because if you're just trying to, you know, see something that is real rather than something that's fictionalized, that could be right up someone's alley. I've not heard of Goodnight Oppie yet, so I'm excited. But now that I've seen what it's about, oh, I'm going to cry. It's going to make me sad.
Yeah, it's really great. So Amblin Entertainment produced it, which is Steven Spielberg's production company. Industrial Light and Magic did all of the visual effects because obviously you can't go up and follow the Opportunity rover around with a hand cam. So all that stuff had to be recreated. And Angela Bassett narrates it. So how could you go wrong? Go watch Goodnight Oppie for sure. And while you're watching Goodnight Oppie, you're doing that at home, make yourself an old fashioned. That sounds like a good time. Go out and see Knives Out and get ready because there's a bunch more stuff coming out here in the next couple of weeks. But Michaela, you know, we've got to wrap things up because we have some tree trimming to do. We've got to get into our Christmas movies, into our holiday movies, and get ready for this month because there is a lot of eggnog to drink and a lot of movies to watch. So we will talk to everyone next time in the Lobby Bar.